98.1 Power FM, it's Dana and Dylan with you.
Now, Dylan, since moving to the Upper Hunter a year ago, I think this place is pretty damn special.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. I love it.
And we really do need to protect it. And as we're celebrating Australian Wildlife Week, there is a conservation project that's going on in the Upper Hunter that is the only one like it on the planet. It is called the Pomaderis Project, and Katie Elsley is the Saving Our Species Senior Project Officer for this project that's taking place in Denman. She joins us on the phone. Good morning, Katie.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, really good. Now, the Pomaderis plant is currently endangered. Can you tell us about the species? Is it just unique to the Denman area?
Yeah, it is. So the Denman Pomaderis only occurs at a handful of locations surrounding Denman. Our current estimate of the wild population is about 1,000 plants, so there's really not many of them.
Wow.
It grows up to 3 metres tall. It has these beautiful, soft, velvety, round green leaves, and in spring it produces clusters of yellow flowers. And we typically find it at the base of the rocky escarpments, like you see around Denman, and in gullies. And we're not entirely sure why this species is so rare and why it seems to only occur as a few highly restricted subpopulations.
So it is really important that we do protect this species, and the Denman community, including the primary school St. Joseph's in Denman, I know have had a hand at helping preserve this species. What's been involved in this project?
So far we've collected about 5 years of monitoring data, and we've searched for new populations. We have a much better understanding now of its habitat requirements, and we've collected some really important information about its response to drought.
Okay.
We've seen the adult plants completely die back over the dry conditions and then re-sprout when the rain returns, which is really promising to see just how resilient these plants can be.
Yeah, for sure.
And we've also recorded hundreds of new seedlings following the recent wetter conditions. The project's also involved a translocation, which was a partnership project with Glencore and the Australian National Botanic Gardens, where nursery-grown Pomaderis seedlings were planted in natural bushland areas. And we've worked on education programs, like you mentioned, with St. Joseph's Primary, Denman Public School, and provided plants to private landholders through a project with Martindale Landcare. But the local community has really been, you know, the most important aspect of this project, because as awareness grows, we've had lots of people coming forward wanting to assist or wanting more information about supporting threatened species on their land.
Yeah, so will we ever see this plant removed from the endangered species list?
Well, unless we find large new populations, it's unlikely that the species will be delisted. Mm. It's been about 11 months since the translocations occurred, and over 85% of those plants have survived, so that's really promising.
Right.
And the Denman community are doing such a great job at promoting its conservation, and that's having a really positive impact.
Do you have any events coming up where we can help plant these seedlings? How can the community get involved to help save this species?
Yeah, well, we're looking to establish another translocation site along the Lookout Trail just outside of Denman.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll be putting the call out to the community to assist with a planting there, hopefully later this month or early November.
Okay, where can people go for more information?
Go to the New South Wales Government Saving Our Species webpage, and there's a great video about the Denman Pomaderis project there that people can watch.
Wonderful. We're chatting with Katie, who's heading up the Saving Our Species project for the Pomaderis plant. It is unique to the world, and we have it here right in Denman in the Upper Hunter, which is pretty damn cool. Thank you so much, Katie, for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.